Even as Hashem has spoken directly to Moshe and told him that the time of redemption is fast approaching and that he should be the one who will be the instrument of that Geula. He will be the Shliach, the Goel, who will redeem the Jewish people. We know that Moshe did not accept that mandate right away. And in fact, they had a prolonged negotiation, a back and forth between them. And in the context of that back and forth, that incredible dialogue between God and Moshe, there is a very famous and incredibly enigmatic set of psukim in Perek Gimel, Psukim Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aled, where Moshe says to Hashem, "Hine anochi ba el bnei Yisrael v'amarti lehem, Elohei avoseichem shalachani eleichem v'amruli mashmo ma'amar lehem." Moshe says, "Even if I go and even if I tell them that the God of your forefathers has sent me, they will say to me, mashmo, what is his name? What will I answer? If they ask me to identify God, I'll have to, so to speak, prove my bona fides. What will I describe you as? How will I say, you know, you were the one that sent me?" Pasuk Yedaled, V'yomer Elokim Moshe, God tells Moshe, "Eheyeh asher eheyeh, I will be what I will be. V'yomer ko tomar levin Israel, this is what you should tell the Jewish people, eheyeh shlachani aleichem." Eheyeh, that sounds like a pronoun for God, a nickname for God. Eheyeh, that's the one who sent me to you. Now, this is obviously an enigmatic pasuk, to put it mildly. What exactly is going on? What was Moshe's concern? And more importantly, for our purposes, what exactly is God saying? What dimension of God? What can we understand about God based on this pasuk? How is Hashem trying to reveal himself to Moshe? How is Moshe supposed to describe God to the Jewish people in Egypt? And how are we supposed to understand what is going on? Moreover, what is the double language? You know, it's hard to understand what Heyeh means in this context. God defines himself as Heyeh, that's all of a sudden the name of God. What is the double language, and how does this answer the question? Perhaps a clue to this can be found in Rashi in the immediately preceding Pasuk. In Pasuk Yud Beis, when Moshe is worried as well about, you know, who am I and why should anyone listen to me, etc. So Hashem says to him, "Ki emcha, Imach, excuse me, I'll be with you. Zelachaos, this will be a sign for you. You should know that I sent you, because you should know these people that you're taking out of Mitzrayim, they are going to be Ta'avdunas Elokim al-Harazeh. They will worship me on this mountain." And if you take a look on that Pasuk, Rashi, Pasuk Yibbeis, Rashi describes the deeper message that Moshe was wondering about. That is to say, Moshe was asking, and what merit the Jewish people deserve to come out? Why, you know, should they be redeemed at this point? And in essence, the answer that the Torah is giving, that God is giving Moshe, is that really they don't have any zchus now, but it's al shem ha'atid, it's for the future. Because you should know, I'm not just taking them out because of something they deserve now, I'm taking them out because they're going to get the Torah, and it's for that ultimate purpose that they need to come out, that they deserve to come out now. Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev, the famed Hasidic master in his classic work, Kedushas Levi, uses his Rashi, so to speak, as a hook to explain the deeper message of the pasuk that we are focusing on, and the name of God, Eheyeh, and what exactly does that mean for us? Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, "Eheyeh, I will be," in its very nature, refers to something in the future. I will be. It's a future reality that's being described. "Eheyeh, asher eheyeh," the double language, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, refers to something further down, far down the road, which will come after the initial Eheyeh. There's an initial future stage, and even if you achieve that and reach that, "Eheyeh, asher eheyeh," there'll be something else that comes after that. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, what Hashem is telling Moshe and really communicating to all of us is the essence of how to live a meaningful life, how to live a truly spiritual life. A person must be, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, future and goal-oriented, always on the move towards the next goal. And whenever that goal is accomplished, eheyeh, asher eheyeh, then we immediately need to think about the next goal and the newest goal to strive towards, the next accomplishment, that we can even reach higher than the one that we've just now attained. This desire, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, is never-ending, because there's always a higher summit to climb. Eheyeh is a tzivui. Always be growing. Never stay in one place. We have to understand, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, and this is an idea that many thinkers have pointed out, that human beings are by nature not static. If we're not going up, we're going down. There's a metaphysical gravity, just like there's a natural gravity. And like that natural gravity, metaphysical gravity also pulls us down. The only way to avoid that is to be striving to go up. Life is like walking up a down escalator. If we're not striving to climb, by nature, we will, by definition almost, we will be going down. Heya Asher Heya, says Rav Levi Yitzchak. That is the essence of everything. You want to know who sent you? You want to know what life you'll be committing to if you join Moshe and leave Mitzrayim? It's a life of Heya, and after Heya comes Asher Heya, another goal, and more goals. The founder of Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov, used to make this point with the parable, with the mashal of a parent teaching a child how to walk. And we know that whenever the child walks those two or three steps and he or she thinks they've reached the goal of getting into the parent's arms, what do the parents do? Immediately move back another two or three steps. Because the real goal, of course, is not those two or three steps or even the hug of the parents. The real goal in that case is learning how to walk. So to life, says the Baal Shem Tov, echoing this idea that Rav Lev Yitzchak is reading into our pasuk. The goal of life is a heye, always to be growing, always to be moving. When we think we've reached the goal, when we've climbed the summit, when the hands of God are about to hug us and say, you made it, God moves back, so to speak. There's another goal. We have to have another goal. Always climbing higher, always striving to grow, to get better. Rav Lev Yitzchak has a classic, so to speak, Hasidic interpretation of a well-known pasuk in Tehillim to further buttress this point. The well-known pasuk in Tehillim, Achas Sha'alti Me'es Hashem, Os Avakesh. Right? This is the one thing I'm asking for God. And we seem to repeat at the end of the pasuk, Os Avakesh, as if to underscore, it's really, really the only thing I'm asking. And that leads to all sorts of other questions in famous Divrei Torah based on the continuation of this parak in Tehillim. But on that very verse itself, Achas Sha'alti Me'es Hashem, Os Avakesh, says Rav Yitzchak in a clearly creative Hasidic reading of the pasuk, that the deeper meaning is, what's achas sha'alti? What's the main thing? What's the one true thing that I need in life? Os avakesh. That I should always be an avakesh. I should always be someone who's asking, who's striving, who's looking to grow, who's always trying to get more. I want to be an avakesh. That's really the only one thing that I need. I should always be an avakesh. This is the idea of ehyeh asher ehyeh. The essence of life, says Rav Lev Yitzchak, being communicated to Jewish people, always be striving, always be future-oriented.